following those classic gospel favorites. And I would like to welcome y'all into the second hour of this weekend's program of The Way Back with Johnny Show. We are still coming to you via the Woodlawk Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We are also being carried and heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the limestone city of Canada. And we can also be heard over our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com from the Durham County and Greater Toronto area, as well as via YouTube worldwide at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With that all shared, I would like to dedicate a double feature here this morning to a late band member of Tom Wilson's original Western All-Stars. That is none other than his fiddle player, Johnny Woods, who was, in my opinion, one of the greatest fiddlers in all country music history, and bluegrass history too in this area. Johnny passed away at the age of 48 in 1984, so Tom says, and even though he has been gone all these years, he is still remembered today by his old boss and friend Tom Wilson. With that mentioned, I would like to remember Johnny Woods with a tribute song that Tom wrote to him titled The Old Time Fiddle Man. Then we'll hear from an old time radio program that Tom did many years ago, and a live version of Johnny Woods playing his fiddle on the old Bob Wills classic Maiden's Prayer. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel. Welcome and friends, and yes, happy birthday, Tom.
My good old friend, Johnny Woods. He was a wonderful fiddler. He was a trained violinist, you know. He could read music and all that stuff, Johnny, which a lot of us guys can't. I can't. Heard him any. He could play all kinds of good stuff. He was a wonderful fiddle player.
I met him back in 1959. He always was a real good friend of mine. We played the country round, and he never let me down. The way he played that fiddle was so fine. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow, that good old country music fiddle man. Many times we traveled late at night. He always had a joke to make things bright. Sometimes he couldn't hide the pain he felt inside, but when the show began, he'd get it right. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow, that good old country music fiddle man. Like Don Messer or Bob Wills, he made the folks forget about their ills. But now our old friend John has packed his bow and gone. The fiddle that he played so well is still. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow, that good old country music fiddle man. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow, that good old country music fiddle man.
Have Johnny Woods do something a little unusual this afternoon instead of one of the real down to the hardwood floor fiddle tunes. Here's a Bob Wills tune called A Maiden's Prayer, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program today. None other than our beloved mascot and furry co-host, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As I welcome Simbush to our program today, would once again like to share her collection of early recordings of Tom Wilson out of his career library. First, these should be mentioned that these were all recorded live off of the old radio show that he did in the 60s. And first of all, we'll recall a song called Hillbilly Hotel. Then we'll follow with a live version of Take Your Ring From My Finger. We'll then hear another all-time classic called From Tennessee to Prairie, also known as The Soldier Boy. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a classic by, yes, Tom Wilson once again, and a favorite called Wreck of the Old Number 9. Now, as mentioned, these were all taken off the radio many years ago, and Tom has graciously allowed me to re-air them on CFRC 101.9 FM and www.osherox.com. With that, happy birthday, Tom. These ones are for you. And also, thank you, Lois Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome and friends.
Let's go down to the old Hillbilly Hotel. We're having a party and everybody's feeling swell. Now here's the guy that starts the fun. Hold your hats, it's Ron McMahon. Forever and ever I'll love you and swear by the stars up above you. There never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. Now who's that guy with the flat top Martin? Why, it must be Ralph Carlson. You get three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes and I spend all my time. I run in there on every trip, 8 days out of nine. You get three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Happy Wanderers are right in the middle. Here's Graham Townsend and his fiddle. Now pay attention, you guys at the bar. Here's old Tom Wilson and his Western All-Star. I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river. I was born beside that river, and the St. Lawrence River's my home. Or do you see the sunshine on the river, that mighty river, that rolling river? And do you see the moonbeams on the river? It's the sight to fill your heart. It's the sight to fill your heart.
I'm glad I finally found you in his arms, dear. For at last my position I can see. When I found you in his arms, dear, you were crying. But that's more than you ever did for me. Take my ring from your finger. Make me free as a dove. You don't need me no longer. You have found the one you love. Blooming round the door. When he carries you over the threshold, then I hope you'll be happy evermore. Take my ring from your finger. There need me no longer. You have found the one you love.
Lying there on the ground, and they asked him to raise his weary head. As his breath slowly went, this last message he sent to the maiden he thought that he was wed. There's a little white home that I built for our own, where I thought we'd be happy, you and I. But I leave it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gate.
Honky-tonk angels.
Hi, folks. This is Bobby Wright, son of the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Hello. This is Sue Sturdivant, daughter of the queen of country music, Kitty Wells, and Johnny Wright.
And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
On the way back, keep listening.
This is what country music should sound like.
That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. However, she may be the shortest member of our morning team, she sure makes it up with a giant personality and an even bigger bark. That, of course, is Gunny, our beloved Dachshund. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome little Gunny to our program this morning with her selection of Weekly Favorites by Tom Wilson. Now, these recordings were all released on the original, whether it be vinyl, cassette, or CD. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time vinyl version of On My Way Back, which Bill Monroe made a hit back in the day. Then we'll follow with a song that I always enjoyed Ralph Carlson's version of, but also Tom Wilson did a version of, titled Not So Pretty Side of Town. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite that Tom recorded many years ago, titled Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. And we'll wrap up one of his later recordings off his last album that came out a few years back, and it's going to be Hey Uncle Tom. With that, I would like to welcome y'all to the program and also say thank you to Lil Gunny for her contribution to today's program and this selection of Tom Wilson favorites. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy birthday, Tom, out there in Brockville.
Down in the hills of old Kentucky, in the evening when everything was still, I'd sit and listen to the foxhound with my dad in those old Kentucky hills. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. I'm left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. Kentucky is the fondest spot in my memory. I long to go back to the old home, that light in the window to see. I'm on my way back to the old home. The road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. The road winds on up the hill,
but there's no light in the window that shines on the road where I live. I went to visit you this afternoon, and I stood there and cried. I talked to your mom and dad, and then I left my heart and walked outside. An overdose of something is what the papers said when you were found in a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town. My thoughts went running back to the time when you were just a little girl, and all the dreams you had, the things you planned on doing in this world. You moved in next door at the time, I guess, when I was 17. You were only 9 or 10, just a little tomboy in blue jeans. A case of hero worship is the only explanation I can see. I tease and make you cry, but everywhere I went you followed me. Years go by and things change much faster than we ever realized. And one day where a child had been, a woman stood there right before my eyes. Somewhere along the way you grew up faster than you ever really planned. And once the wheel starts turning, it's hard to bring it back where it began. You became a swinger with a crowd who were always on the go. I never got to tell you that I loved you, now you never know. I went to visit you this afternoon, and I stood there and cried. I talked to your mom and dad, and then I left my heart and walked outside. An overdose of something is what the papers said when you were found in a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town. In a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town.
When I was young and in my prime, I left my home in Caroline. Now all I do is sit and pine for all those folks I left behind. I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I stand right here to say my grip is packed to travel, and I'm scratching gravel to that Blue Ridge far away. By my mom, I'll hang around. right. I seem to hear them both recite, where is my wandering boy tonight? I've got the Blue Ridge Mountain blues, and I stand right here to say, every day I'm counting till I reach that mountain on that Blue Ridge far away.
Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. I still remember when, one evening you came in, from the cold and rainy darkness of the night. Then as if you hadn't been, you were there and gone again. And for many years you dropped right out of sight. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. I thought that I had seen you on the corner of a street, in a town that I was just passing through. But I must have been mistaken, for the man he looked forsaken, a beggar and a pauper, not like you. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. If you can spare the time, won't you please write me a line, or drop in any time you pass my way. See my wife and see my son, see the life that we've begun, and if it's to your liking, you may stay. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while.
Of the Mercy Brothers, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Stay tuned.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome, in a up-to-date interview, a good friend of mine who has truly become a legend in his own time in the Leeds and Granville area, as well as not only did he perform for over 6 decades in country music and bluegrass music, he truly became a name in this area in his own time. In the Ottawa Valley and surrounding area, he has also become a pioneer in bluegrass. It is a great honor to welcome my good friend, Tom Wilson, as we celebrate his 88th birthday. birthday today. Now, this interview was taped Thursday afternoon. And now, following this first part of a two-part interview, we will hear an all-time classic called Blue Mountain Blues. With that, here now is my good friend Tom Wilson of the Border Bluegrass and also Western All-Stars.
Hello, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, Tom.
88 trips around the sun.
Well, that's amazing, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of miles, you know.
Well, compared to the original Western All-Stars all being gone, it's amazing, really, that you're still here. Yes.
It's been a good trip.
Yes, yeah. Yes, well, that's good. I know you've had some health problems in the past, like with the open heart and that sort of thing, so yes.
Oh, yeah. That goes with the territory, you know.
That's true, very true, yes.
Yeah. Get a few scars on you, but hey, I'm still going.
Well, that's the main thing, Tom. Well, congratulations and happy 88th birthday, by the way.
You're welcome. You're a great friend to me, too, you know, Johnny. All of our musical careers is a struggle to get radio airplay and stuff. And as a matter of fact, just the other day, as part of my birthday celebrations, I guess you would call it, I got together with Barbara Heller.
Well, that's great,
who does a fine bluegrass show every week from Canton, New York, right across the river. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that makes our music special.
For sure.
It's a human thing.
Yes.
With connection between people. And I don't know, it's something I've been doing all my life. And I've just enjoyed every minute of it.
Yes, exactly. And it makes it more personable, too, yes.
Oh, yeah,
Sure. So let's go back to when and how you first found your love for music, Tom.
Oh, well, that was over 88 years ago.
Yes.
Like, I was born into a family of musicians, you know. And my mother was a really highly trained pianist. Like, she could play just about anything, and my dad could play any instrument you put down in front of him.
I see.
So there was always music in the house, and I was just born playing music.
for sure, yes. Like our good friend Jeannie Seeley used to say, even before we were born, the music was in us. Exactly.
Yes, that's right. Yes. There's a whole lot of people that believe in that, you know, that what you hear before you're born influences how you're going to develop. And,
very true.
I guess it was a good thing that Mom was singing all the time.
Exactly, because we're blessed with having you, for sure.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I don't know about that, but here I am.
Yes. So, you formed the Western All-Stars in 1959, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So what would you say, we were talking about some of them being gone, well, most of them being gone, but what was so special about the early days of music to you?
Well, at that time, all the big stars of today, or most of them are gone now too.
Yes.
But people like, Doc Williams and Jim and Jesse McReynolds, all those guys, they were all alive, Hank Snow, the whole gang of them.
Yeah.
And they all started out the same way as we did, playing music for dances and things around their own neighborhood. And then you went to getting a live radio show and then doing records.
Of course, yes.
And the difference is that some of those guys were fortunate enough to get with a big record company that had millions of dollars to promote them.
Yes.
And therefore they made millions of dollars.
For sure,
now,
for sure.
Radio
yes,
Records, where true. I worked, was a smaller company and a good bunch of guys and tried hard, but they just didn't have the money to do that kind of thing, you know.
I see, yes.
So we ended up making a comfortable living, but certainly not driving gold-plated
Cadillacs and whatever. Yes, exactly. That's true, yes. But you have made a name for yourself in the Leeds and Grenville area as well as Ottawa.
Oh, yeah. We played over a large area, actually. Quite well known down into the States, too.
Yes.
Mostly because of Bill Knowlton's...
Of course, yes.
Bluegrass shows, you know, yes. Which we have done out of... Syracuse for around 40 years now.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And in Canada, we traveled over an area about 1,500 miles. So not coast to coast, but about halfway.
Yes, true, yes.
And, of course, our records are played all over the world now because of the
Internet
worldwide web.
Yes, true.
And yes. I used to get letters from New Zealand and Australia, of course. Wow. You see, Melbourne had a label called Melbourne.
Okay.
Which sold in Australia and New Zealand.
Yes.
And, of course, we also got letters from France and Britain. So, yeah, we're known all over the place, but not well known.
Yes, exactly. And what I was going to ask is, back in your era, Tom, you also were mentioning to me many long time ago that it's a wonder that you guys, there was no more accidents or whatever, because you guys were on two-lane highways, not like the big interstates of today.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, nowadays I'm afraid to go on the 401.
Well, this is it. True, very true.
I think maybe the two-lane highways were safer.
Okay, yes, yes. Well, as Mother always said, at least you were going in the same direction, for sure.
Yes.
Yes, for sure. Now, you also had a song called Blue Mountain Blues.
Yes.
I'm going to play that as my first song after this interview.
Okay.
But share with us a little bit about that song.
Well, it's a true story. Blue Mountain is a hill on Charleston Lake.
Okay, yes.
About 20 miles from Brockville here.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. It's not a tall mountain or anything, but everybody calls it Blue Mountain. And the story is true. I did leave home to try to make a fortune, you know, fortune and fame, the old
yes.
story.
Yeah.
And I left the girl that I finally married, but I left her to do that. And I got the blues, and you get thinking about your home place.
Yes, you do.
And, yeah. of course, a place like Blue Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally came back to Blue, you know, to this area. So the story is quite true, and it was a big hit in this district, too.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. So it was a regional hit, then.
Oh, yeah, and it's a true story.
I see. Yes.
I felt I had to go to make myself a name and search for wealth and fame. But everywhere I roam, my memories call me home. So soon I'll start to lose these blue mountain blues. Why did I have to roam? Wheels roll along, won't be very long till I start to lose these blue mountain blues.
so. She cried to see me go. She said that she would wait. I hope I'm not too late. When she's in my arms, with all her love and charm, her love will help me lose these blue mountain blues. Blue mountain blues, tugging at my shoes, calling me back home. Why did I have to roam? We'll roll along, won't be very long, till I start to lose these blue mountain blues.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Sim Bush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yes, friends, once again, before we send us into the third and final hour, I have a special song that I would like to play in dedication to my late father, Papa Willie B, as he was known to many of you listeners. Now, back in 2023, my dear friend, Tom Wilson, sang a song for my father's at my father's funeral in 2023, in June of that year, and I had asked him to do two songs. One of them was The Wreck of the Old 97, which was my father's favorite train song, and the other one was Columbus Dockade Blues. Tom was very obliging to do both songs, and so in honor of my late father, Papa Willie B, I would like to play this all-time classic by Tom Wilson himself, The Wreck of the Old 97. Welcome in, friends.
Gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Speed, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time. It's a mighty long road from Pittsburgh to Danville and the line on a 3-mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you'll see what a jump he made. Well, he turned around to his black greasy fireman, said, "Shovel in a little more coal. And when we cross that white oak mountain, you will watch old 97 roll." They were heading downhill, doing 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke out in a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and was called to death by the steam. A telegram came from Washington City, and this is how it read. Said the brave engineer that run old 97 is lying in Danville dead. So come all you maidens and take fair warning, and from this lesson learn. Never speak harsh words to your true love and husband. He may leave you and never return.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.osherox.com. As I send us into the third and final hour here this morning, I would like to salute another collection of sacred gospel songs. First, we'll hear from the late, great Norman Post of the Prince Edward County Singing Post family, and a song called Picture of Jesus. Then we'll follow with my late friend Ross Clow of Verona, who passed away earlier in May. From Ross, it'll be a song he wrote titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Then we'll send us into the very top of the third and final hour with our birthday boy, none other than Tom Wilson again, in a song called Get Ready for the Coming of the Lord. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour here this morning, and I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in.
A picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. It was placed there to greet you as you walked in the door, and the feeling of calmness like you've never felt before. You could reach out and touch it. You'd be invited to. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Every day it was taken down and cleaned with loving care. Then Mother read from the Bible and say a little prayer. She'd hold it close to her heart, her eyes wet with dew. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Mother's gone on now to her reward. Up those golden stairs to stand beside her loved ones, who will one day meet her there. There's someone who will greet her in that very special place. It's the man in the picture. She'll meet him face to face. There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Yes, it's a picture of Jesus.
the spirit calling and the feeling of a better way. I took the chance and went his way.
Bible here on the radio, that Jesus is our master everywhere we go. We must always trust him and live by the book, for he'll forgive the robbers, the sinners and the crooks. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. So many years I've wandered in this old world alone, looking for a friend that I could call my own. But everywhere I turned, I cheated and I lied, until I found a Savior and got on the winning side. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. I'm going to leave this old world and it won't be very long. I'm going to be with Jesus in a better home. I know that he loves. I wouldn't trade my place in glory for a mansion full of gold.
Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry.
Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly.